Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 6 of the Bob Bloom Show, seeking PHP serverless project sponsors. Today is Monday, August 1st, 2022. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP. This podcast episode marks the restart of this podcast on the first of the month. My next episode is slated for September 1st. My name is Bob Bloom. I am an independent PHP developer just a bit north of Toronto. It is so good to be in front of the microphone. I miss podcasting and I'm happy to be back here. Amazing that after lavishing untold hours on producing the perfect draft, I just recorded a really crappy podcast, so bad that I am rewriting it. This happened, I am sure, because I'm feeling mixed about going out into the PHP community to hustle up some project sponsorship. Well, let's start off with my project. I started my PHP serverless project to produce free and open source materials, but using Lambda with PHP, about the software development process for deploying to serverless platforms, about managing a shit ton of PHP repos that deploy to serverless platforms, and about the general PHP serverless landscape. PHP devs are in a weird situation with Lambda. Amazon directly supports 7 programming languages for Lambda. PHP is not one of these languages. I don't know why. I've come across nothing explaining why. Amazon supports PHP for its services, but not Lambda. Of course, I think PHP should be a native language. So PHP does not work out of the box with Lambda. Amazon does not maintain documentation in their docs subdomain. Amazon does not maintain PHP code for Lambda interactions with other Amazon services. PHP devs that want to use Lambda have 3 ways to go. Subscribe to Laravel's Vapor, use the free and open source Bref project's implementation, or do your own implementation. I have found one-off blog posts. I have found one-off videos, mostly about using Bref. Amazon has published a few blog posts and GitHub repos over the years, mainly exhorting us to cook up our own PHP runtimes. But I have found just one ongoing, going concern, free and open source project devoted to PHP and Lambda, which is bref.sh. My PHP serverless project would be just the second FOSS project about PHP serverless. Bref is a fantastic project. Bref is where you go for an off-the-shelf PHP implementation of Lambda. That's where I went, especially because I am deploying small feature code to Lambda, not entire monolithic apps. But there's a huge need for more, a lot more. And please see my project's description at phpserverlessproject.com for details. I've deferred so much to that description. I want you to help me research, produce, and publish free and open source materials about drawing up your own Lambda implementation with PHP, about the general software development process for serverless, and about DigitalOcean's new functions serverless offering. I'm looking for 15 intrepid PHP devs to sponsor $250 per month for 7 months via my GitHub sponsors at github.com/sponsors/LaSalle Software-Serverless. I think it will take me 7 months to do the FOSS materials I have in mind. Hey, maybe it'll take less time, but why rush it? 7 months is not that much. I'd rather be thorough. But if it ends up taking more time, I will conclude the sponsorship anyways and draw up a plan for another sponsorship round. After the 7 months, I think it's just going to be a matter of keeping things up to date, being on top of new features. This isn't going to be, you know, a big intensive thing. Now, I'm not sure if and how I would want to do sponsorship afterwards. I'm thinking of tying project sponsorship with my podcast sponsorships. I'm thinking of perhaps setting up a nominal GitHub sponsorship tier. I'm thinking maybe having sponsors for individual repos and videos. I really don't know. Let's just assess in January. I confess that I cannot get over the feeling that I am just going cap in hand to the PHP community. The essence of sponsorship is donations, because that's what it is. It really feels like I'm going around begging for money, and it's caused me to put this project on the shelf. But in the intervening time that I've hesitated, our situation is the same. The need still exists. I have no doubts as to my project's fundamental need, but the act of seeking sponsors really makes me nauseous. I don't feel the same way about seeking sponsors for my podcast that I am starting. Now, I want to do a PHP day in the fall, a big one-day big meetup. I feel good about hitting up sponsors. I don't have any of the hesitation that I have about this project seeking sponsors. I already have one incredibly terrific sponsor for it. The challenge to find local corporate sponsor speakers and the challenges of how to reach out to local PHP devs, like, I'm okay with that. But I've been mixed about finding project sponsors. I've done FOSS projects, but not sponsored. This is my first sponsored FOSS project. You know, I'm not giving you anything specific in return for your sponsorship money. And I'm not sure what my proposition is or what it should be. That you should sponsor me for the good of the PHP community? Which is true, but it seems naive and idealistic. On the other hand, I think many PHP devs feel the same way, but, you know, appealing to more down-to-earth motivations why you should sponsor my project seems crass. It's weird. The whole thing just feels weird. Also in the back of my mind, I'm worried about offending AWS, you know, which I'd rather not risk, because I'm feeling pretty critical about them not making PHP native, which I'm sure comes through when you read my project description. So I've not exactly come out of the gate with my project. I've been mixed, but I'm not getting anywhere doing draft after draft, putting it on the shelf over and over, and I need what I learned from here to do my own podcasting platform. So time to get the ball rolling. My podcast drafts were so massive that I ended up merging much of it with my project's description on my website. Otherwise, this would be an intolerably long episode. I am deferring a lot to my project's description. Now, I've mauled over Hustling Amazon is my sole project sponsor. Because sure seems like if I do okay, Amazon's going to get fresh PHP business for Lambda. And the potential there is that they'll make more money than they would spend on sponsorship. However, the PHP community already has this association with Brev. Why duplicate things? As well, I want to broaden my PHP serverless focus beyond AWS. Now, it really does not seem, you know, like doing all this stuff is a big 7-month effort. You know, why not do it on my own? But it takes time. I've done stuff for this project already. It takes time. The videos take a lot of time. Now, there's good streamlining opportunities doing short, snappy, single-themed, actionable videos. But I want to do a lot of them. So what I save on time on one, I make up in volume. Now, the ones I've published took 10 to 15 hours to do, and that's with figuring out standard formats and what have you and learning the video program. Even with a standard format and shorter videos, from stem to stern, it's still going to take 5 hours per video at least. The thumbnails take me at least half an hour. And to be generally sponsored, to have the project be generally sponsored, means being able to dispense with all notions of monetizing videos and not having any of that stuff in the videos. And that's very important. Now, setting up the repos, taking time to comment, testing things out, well, that takes time too. To be generally sponsored is a huge help. Now, my repos for this project are pedagogical. Need lots of inline and readme notes. It might be proper form to have a documentation website, but as a PHP dev, I'd rather not have to read a separate doc site if I can avoid it. I'd rather have my repos generally explained with brief videos and then have lots of comments in the repo. I think this approach makes sense for this specific project. I find it unbelievable that there is such a dearth of info. And what I mean by that is specific to PHP. But that's the situation we are in. I go into this in my description, but one reason it amazes me is because PHP serverless is a big growth area. The serverless architecture market is estimated at $13 billion USD this year. It's estimated to double in a matter of years. And PHP being a small slice of this market is still millions or tens of millions of dollars. That's a sizable slice. Yes, there's just doesn't seem to be any coverage from a shameless PHP point of view. My impression of the general serverless industry is kind of, sort of, that PHP is a bit of a persona non grata. Personally, I think serverless architecture is powerful, profound, and fascinating. Lambda is incredibly powerful, but being intertwined with other Amazon services, it just seems really, really complicated. Lambda is not the only game in town, but the only serverless platform I cared about. I interpret DigitalOcean's entry into serverless as an indication that more vendors will be offering their own renditions of serverless architecture, at least just so they are not left behind. Now, I want to cover this growth via my podcasts, and I'm going to devote my podcast mostly to PHP serverless. Now, I don't think anyone would quibble about my PHP serverless project, you know, without the sponsorship. I think it's the sponsorship. I think what would somebody think about this? I'm thinking, well, they would say, sounds interesting. Why not let someone else take the chance that something good might come out of my project? And of course, because it's licensed as MIT, whatever comes out of it can be harvested. So instead of taking a risk, you take a riskless approach. I worry that I have the perfect project to let someone else sponsor it. I sometimes think that I need sponsors as crazy as me, that I would do this project as a sponsored project at all, and that they would back the effort. But perhaps there, you know, are down-to-earth motivations to sponsoring after all. There is a dearth of FOSS materials. So you may end up going through the same journey I went through. And I think the journey that many PHP devs seem to have to take en route to Lambda with PHP. Now, having a bevy of FOSS material spelling shit out that would otherwise not exist can save a lot of time and aggravation. If you are an agency, just perhaps my project can increase the pool of PHP devs familiar with Lambda plus PHP or DigitalOcean functions plus PHP, etc. As well, and I feel crass saying so, but there are not that many projects for sponsors to associate with PHP serverless. As Bogart said at the end of Casablanca, maybe we can start a beautiful friendship. It would be great to do something ongoing with my founding sponsors who found a pathway to yes in a sea, as I perceive it, as a sea of no's, to benefit the entire PHP community, certainly when it seems easier and safer to say no. And I think my founding sponsors deserve the recognition that they get. Now, again, I have deferred a lot to my project description at phpserverlessproject.com. That project description is actually routed as the homepage right now. The GitHub sponsors page is at github.com/sponsors/LaSalle Software-serverless. Thank you for listening to this, my sixth episode of my Bob Bloom Show, Seeking PHP Serverless Sponsors. My next podcast episode is scheduled for September 1st. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasellesoftware.ca.